I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, puzzlers. Welcome to The Puzzler, the podcast of interest in your felony puzzle investigation. I'm your host, AJ Jacobs, and today's guest is the wonderful Charlotte Wilder. She's a sports writer and host of the show Oddball, which Charlotte describes as the weirdest NBA show available in the media. Welcome, Charlotte.
Thank you so much, AJ. Yes, the strange and wild things we talk about for Meadowlark Media. It's always an adventure.
Well, I do. I have a sports-related question to open things up, which is puzzling a sport?
Yes. I don't even need to think about that one. Puzzling is 1,000% a sport. I named myself the arbiter of sports a long time ago, and I had a whole rubric of things that made something sports or not sports, which now I cannot even remember unless I go look up the old article. But I do remember that number 7 was, does it feel like sports, and that can override absolutely any of the other criteria. So I am honored to be on this show. I'm a huge fan, love listening, and I think that it is so far in the arena of sports that I'm actually surprised you had to ask me, AJ.
Well, I just wanted to make sure, since you're the expert. I mean, I am a member of the 2019 USA Jigsaw Puzzle Championship U.S. team, so I consider that a sport. We came in second to last and embarrassed our country, so it wasn't...
That's incredible. No. Listen, as long as you're in the arena...
Thank you for
saying that.
I
think puzzling,
that.
You know...
It's not true,
yeah,
but thank
I mean
you.
It.
We had a great time, and you are a puzzler, right? You said you emailed me that you like the spelling bee connection. You were just doing connections, like to limber up to do. Is that right?
Before I came on here, I had saved myself connections today to do right before we started recording to get the puzzle neurons firing.
Excellent.
Yeah, I have. It's sort of I guess you could call it an obsession. I don't really know what else you would call it. I do the crossword every day. I do connections every day. And then I do Letterboxd every day, which is not as popular a puzzle.
That's sort of
among
a dark horse,
Well, and to make it even harder on myself to tell you, you know, everybody listening how I really am, I do it every day. My dad and I do this, and we have to do Letterboxd in two words.
Wow.
Because there is always a two-word solution.
Really?
And they'll say, like, they'll say solve in six words, but you can always get it in two. And I've wasted easily 4 hours a day before trying to, like, not doing everything I should be doing because I'm, you know, one word away from the elusive two-word solve.
Well, that's why you got to listen to the Puzzler podcast. We're only like 10 minutes, and we've got one for you. Are you ready, Charlotte?
I'm so ready, AJ.
It's called Random Fandom, and the answers are going to be a two-word rhyming phrase, like random fandom.
Okay.
And one of those words is always going to be the name of a sport, like baseball or puzzling, I guess, now that we know that it's an official sport. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. This is what you might call a big, stunning surprise, like when the U.S. women's team was eliminated early in last year's World Cup.
You know, I know it immediately, but I'm going to give listeners a second. I was so nervous that this first one you gave me, I was going to have absolutely no idea, but I'm pretty sure, AJ, that's a soccer shocker.
That is a soccer shocker. Exactly. And I am using the American word for soccer because, I don't know, some people might want to say. I tried to find a football rhyme, but it's hard. Football, goofball.
Football.
Yeah, it's not. All right, you ready? You did it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Nicely done. All right, this next one. This is what it's called when you are riding on a horse, you're holding a mallet, but you're the only one playing.
Oh, poor thing. I mean, assuming you don't have any friends who can join you on horseback, that is solo polo, AJ.
That is solo polo. And thank you for the emotion, the poignancy. You got that.
Yeah.
All right, what about this one? This is the national sport of Canada's head honcho. I should say national summer sport. It used to be the national sport completely, but they recently changed it to the national summer sport.
Okay, head honcho. I mean, immediately I go to hockey, but that's not a summer sport.
Exactly.
So I'm trying to think what else they do. They do curling. That's also not a summer sport.
No.
What do they do in Canada? A summer
sport? Well, I'm here for you if you need me.
I would love a hint.
All right, well, this was invented by indigenous people of North America.
Oh,
that's it. I'm not going to say anymore.
I know the sport. It's the head honcho. Well, can I say the sport?
Yeah.
The sport's lacrosse.
Yes, exactly.
So now I'm trying to think of
who is the
head
big
honcho.
Kahuna, the top
CEO.
Dog, the right, the CEO, the I'm running out of synonyms.
The lacrosse boss.
Lacrosse boss. Exactly. You got it. All right. We got about two more here. This is Japanese rice wine given to players who are on an ice rink hitting a puck.
I don't know how safe it is, but it's definitely hockey sake.
It is hockey sake. Exactly. Although, as my son pointed out, that's the American pronunciation. So
sake.
It might be, yes. Hake sake.
There you go.
All right. Well, let me do one more then. This is when Bill and Hillary play with a shuttlecock, which I know sounds a little dirty, but it's not.
Yeah, well, it's a couple of Clintons playing badminton.
Exactly. Clinton badminton.
Right? There you
and
go.
I learned, here's a fun fact, I believe, according to one source, the shuttlecock is the feather version and the birdie is the plastic version.
I've never known that.
There
you taught
you
me
go.
Something about sports, AJ.
It may or may not be true. I'd say 80%.
We'll
but that's exciting. Oh, let me do one last one because it's not totally a sport, but it is sporting related, which is, this is people who work on the yacht owned by Times 2023 Person of the Year.
Oh, man.
Do you know who the 2023 person was? Someone you,
you
are. No, that crew? Was like 2010.
Didn't they do that once?
10.
Yeah, 2020 was like you, and I was like.
No, this was someone who you have.
Wait, 2023. Yeah. Oh, Swift, Taylor Swift.
Yeah. So.
They work on the. I'm a sailing person on, too. The two things I care most about, AJ, Taylor Swift and sailing, and I can't.
That's why I felt. Well, you just said the two words in different forms. You said Taylor and.
Oh, not, Taylor Sailors.
Taylor Sailors. Exactly.
I was I didn't remember that 2023 was last year. I was like, that's this year. So that's why I got confused. But
got
oh my God.
It. Yes. Yeah. It is a whole new year. And by the way, you once wrote that Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is the best sporting event you have ever seen. And
I stand tell me by that.
What do you mean by it? Just give me a hint.
You know, I think for me, going to see Taylor Swift at an NFL stadium, I went at MetLife in New Jersey, and I didn't realize until I walked in, and there was so much joy, and I felt so safe, and there were so many women, right. And it didn't occur to me how unsafe I regularly feel, or like tense, just doing my job, going to sporting events, or especially football games, in sort of the bro-y culture. So it was really, it was very moving to me to go to a place where I work often or have worked, and see something so joyful and celebratory and feminine. So that's what, that. Also she's on the stage for 3.5 hours. So if that's not an athlete,
dancer.
I don't know.
Yeah,
what
exactly. And you were, I mean, you were way ahead of the NFL Taylor Swift Venn diagram. So congrats on that. Yeah.
Thank you. I think I actually tweeted in 2020 that Taylor Swift is sports, but who's keeping track?
Nice. Well, thank you. You were wonderful. And I hope that you don't resent me like your mom resents Sam Mazursky.
No, those were fun.
Excellent. Where can people find more Charlotte Wilder content?
Oh, man. Well, you could follow me on Instagram at The Wilder Things. I used to be more active on Twitter or X, but now it's sort of even worse than it used to be. But that's my social handle. You can check out Oddball every weekday, but Mondays on DraftKings Network and on YouTube. And occasionally I pop in on the Dan Le Batard Show or Pablo Torre Finds Out.
Great.
Oh, also my Substack, which is thewilderthings.substack.com. I would be honored if anyone listening would subscribe.
Excellent. All right, Wild, you've got lots of options, people. All right, as always, before we wrap up, for the puzzlers at home, we've got an extra credit puzzle. This is a little snack that you might have while playing an indoor racket sport. And puzzlers, you can get the answer to that next episode. And don't forget to subscribe to the Puzzler Podcast. We'll meet you here tomorrow for more puzzling puzzles that will puzzle you puzzlingly.
Hello, puzzlers. This is Greg Pliska up from the Puzzle Lab with the extra credit answer from our previous show. On that show, we were playing charades, words that are made up of two other words. And the clue you got was, even though he was convicted of killing someone, we still heard that guy's expression of merriment. And that clues two different words or phrases. The first long word is manslaughter, and that breaks into two parts, man's laughter. Congrats to those of you who got it, and good luck puzzling.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret.
The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.